Most of the corn that's grown in America is genetically modified, so it can defend itself from a destructive insect called the corn rootworm. But that defense is starting to fail. And now, scientists are reporting they found a new weapon, another insect-killing gene they can put into corn. NPR's Dan Charles has more.
For all the international furor about genetically modified food, or GMOs, the biotech industry has really only managed to put a few foreign genes into food crops. The first of those genes came from a kind of bacteria in the soil called Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT. Those BT genes produce a protein that makes plants poisonous to certain insect pests, including the corn rootworm, which is really destructive.
It's a billion-dollar pest.
This is Tom Green, a senior research director for DuPont Pioneer, a big biotech and seed company. The BT genes that fight the corn rootworm are a pillar of the industry that sells biotech seeds. But that pillar is starting to wobble. In some places, the genes are not working so well. Corn rootworms have evolved. Many now can eat the genetically modified corn just fine. So scientists at DuPont Pioneer have been searching among the countless types of bacteria that live in the soil, looking for some that are lethal to the rootworm. Many people have carried out similar searches and failed. DuPont Pioneer's scientists succeeded. They found a rootworm-killing microbe, and they inserted the gene that makes the lethal protein into corn plants. As they'd hoped, it worked. Just like BT, the corn plants killed rootworms. They announced their success in this week's issue of the journal Science.
This is a very important discovery because it does represent we can find very efficacious proteins from non-BT sources.
Now, the biotech industry and farmers can't celebrate quite yet. Green says this new weapon against the rootworm won't be available for a decade or so. His company will have to convince regulators that it's safe for people and for the environment. And Fred Gould, who co-directs the Genetic Engineering and Society Center at North Carolina State University, says he hopes that the industry's learned some lessons from the history of the BT genes. If you overuse a gene like this, it won't work for long. Years ago, he says, when the BT genes were still new, a group of scientists warned the Environmental Protection Agency, don't let farmers plant corn with this gene on all their fields. It'll force corn rootworms to evolve far more quickly. Before you know it, the genes won't work anymore.
The majority of the people on that EPA science advisory panel recommended a 50% refuge. That means 50% of the corn that would go out could have the BT and 50% would not.
Seed companies, though, persuaded the government to let farmers plant up to 95% of their acres with this BT corn. It encouraged farmers to rely on genetic engineering instead of old-fashioned methods for controlling pests, like planting a variety of crops, not just corn. Gould says if this new gene goes on sale, he's hoping that regulators limit its use so it stays effective for many years, longer than the BT genes have. Dan Charles, NPR News.